Hello.
Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to make my weekly claim, and the thing is, I don't know what my
PIN
PIN
number
is, my
is.
person. I know, ma'am, because they said that I had fraud on my thing. They had to clear that off before I can even make my initial claim. And then when I tried to make my claim today, they said I didn't know. I have no idea what the PIN is.
Okay, what's your social security number?
It is 421-23-7666.
And you say, what's your name?
Antoine Smith.
And date of birth.
9/26/1986.
Okay. Okay, so you haven't filed a claim. The last one I see on here is on 21. So you haven't put one in?
No, ma'am. I just had put in for a new claim because I just was let go from my job on November 3rd, and the claim for 21 was a fraudulent claim.
Okay. So you haven't filed a claim for this year, right?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so that's why your PIN number couldn't, well, it wouldn't went through nowhere, cause the claim is old. Okay, and what's your do you have your driver's license available? And
Yes, I do.
are you going direct deposit or benefit card?
The card.
Okay. All right. And you had your who you filing on? Do you have their correct address and phone number? Who you filing on?
Well, the thing is, yes, I have my updated information up there, but as far as the fraudulent claim, I don't know anything about that one.
No, I'm saying your employee that you're finna file on now, do you have their information, their names and phone number and stuff?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. So I have Antoine, ANTWAN, middle initial is D and last name Smith, SMITH. Date of birth is September 26, 1986.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked on any other name, social security number?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
That's right, son.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
Well, I'm a diabetic, so yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th grade, high school grad.
Okay. No college yet.
Some college, but I'm not a college grad, but just some college.
Okay. All right. And who is your okay, you say your mother's maiden name is what?
Smith.
Okay. All right, hold on a second for me. Okay, hold on a minute for me, sir.
All right, take your time. Good. Good.
Okay, and thanks for holding. You said your mother's maiden name is what now?
Smith. Smith. It's my, yeah, it's my PH.
Okay. And who is your employer now that you're filing on?
Wells Fargo.
Okay. And who was the previous before that?
My previous employer before Wells Fargo would have been McDonald's.
McDonald's? Okay.
Yeah, either that or P.F. Burns, or I had a couple jobs before then.
Okay. All right. And let's see. And what's your driver's license number or ID card? Which one do you have?
I have a driver's license.
Okay.
And that number is 103-55-099.
And Alabama?
Alabama, yes.
Okay. Alabama 103-55-099. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. Prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Would you prefer direct deposit or the benefit card?
Benefits card is fine.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Disclosures for the benefit card. You have indicated that you wish to receive your payments on your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card. If you already have a tan color Alabama Advantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card. And payments will be made to your existing Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card account once the claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card account. The Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card is issued by Core America. Core America charges no money fees, no purchase fees, zero in network ATM withdrawal fees, and there is a $1.30 out of network fees. There's no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There's no fee for live customer service calls, and there is 35 cents for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charge for 12 months with no activity. Core America charges two other type fees. They are car replacement fees, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. There is an international transaction amount of 2%, which will exclude the ATM withdrawal and the balance inquiry fees. Please note that the customer service and the car replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where the car is used. See the loan form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fees. The loan form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2000. 2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefit card. There's no overdraft or credit features. Your funds are FDIC insured. For general information about the prepaid account, please visit the cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in your cardholder agreement. So do you wish to continue with your Alabama Advantage prepaid benefit card, Mr. Smith?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And verify your mailing address for me.
It should be 2924 Pawnee Avenue South, Apartment 2, Birmingham, Alabama, 35205.
Okay. All right. And is the resident and the mailing address the same?
Yes.
Okay. Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
What since the last time I filed personally? Yeah, like my last, yeah, my it's changed since then. My old address was 1545, or my old address 4008 Avenue Q, but I changed to 2924 Pawnee Avenue South. But the one that you saw from 21, they said that was a fraudulent claim because I was in Florida in 2021.
Okay, now I see 2924 Pawnee Avenue
yeah,
South.
Yeah. Yes,
oh,
ma'am. That's my current address.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, what's your primary phone number?
205-734-8356.
8356?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And do you have a secondary number or email address you want to add? I wonder why they do that.
Yes.
Hold on a minute. My number's acting up. Let's see. Okay, what's the secondary number?
Secondary number is
205-915-4304. 205-915-4304.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And let's see. And the first number you gave me, the primary number is 205-734-8356.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an email address you want to add? It's not letting me put that in there.
You know, ma'am, I had just spoke. You know, I understand you said that I didn't have a claim, but I had just spoke with someone several days ago that was doing the exact same thing and said my claim was initiated.
They said you claimed did what?
I said you said that we were starting the claim, right? But I had spoken with someone a few days ago last week actually, and they were doing the exact same thing.
What?
What you're doing now?
Talking about the numbers?
Yeah.
The numbers wouldn't go through or something? They wouldn't key you in right?
It must have been something that was done wrong because I could have sworn I had just initiated a claim last week.
You put in a claim last week, don't you say?
Uh huh.
Let me check that because I don't see one. My claim was on file for 21. Let's see. Hold on.
So you mean to tell me the person that I spoke with the entire time was not putting the information in?
Now I see the address is in here, correct? That you said, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because they told me that I had already started. They told me that they were initiating my claim, and they said that I had the first thing I needed to do was call the weekly claims number on Sunday to file my weekly claim. That's the last thing I was told. And saying when I speak to you, it's like nothing has been done at all.
Exactly.
Oh, have mercy. That's why everything going so sour. I'm thinking I got a claim. This even told me I already had a claim.
Okay, so let's check it. And I don't know why this that key in it, but that's the phone. That's the number I have for you. That's the address already in here. That's why I said you said the
okay.
claim was fraudulent. Yeah. But let's see. And I don't know why this number not taken. Said invalid phone number.
205-734-8356.
Okay. Okay, it took that one, but let's see. Okay, so you said you had already completed the claim and you were just trying to do the week of certification, right?
Yes, ma'am. I was trying to do my week of certification and I didn't have a, I don't have a pen.
Okay. Okay, sir. So the one that they had on file to say it was incomplete. It didn't finish it all the way. So we'll just go ahead on and complete this one.
Okay.
Okay, all right. She said it was incomplete. Okay, so I have the mailing address. Well, I have the phone number is 205-734-835 for your primary and 205-915-4304 for your secondary. Do you have an email address you want to add?
Yes, on the primary, make sure it's 205-734-8356.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna check that too. I'm gonna go that with you. Do you
I
have an
heard you
email?
say 835.
Okay, 205 for the primary phone number, 205-734-8356.
Yes.
That's correct?
Yes.
Okay, what's the email address?
Email address is, okay, just listen to me carefully. It's Antoine, how my name is spelled, Antwan. 12221 at Gmail.
All right. So I have the mailing email address is Antoine, Antwan, 12221 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And for the mailing address, I have 2924 Pawnee Avenue, Pawnee Avenue South, Apartment 2, Birmingham, Alabama, 35205. Is that correct?
Yes.
Security statement course to verify your identity when filing UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which
I'm
of the
sorry,
following
what's that again?
Cities? You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions, security statement questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Huntsville, Hoover, Vestavia, Gaston, none of the above.
Huntsville.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1401 Pike Avenue.
1401.
That is 1401 Pike Avenue? Okay.
It should be Pike Road, actually.
I mean, yeah, Pike Road. I'm sorry. Pike Road, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And which of the following cities have you attended college? Have you attended college? You
yes.
Said a year. Atlanta, Chicago, Greenville, Phoenix. None of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification to deal with adjustment of wages?
I know.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Since the last time I actually filed, yes.
Okay, and what's your last day you worked?
The last day I worked was 11/3/22.
Okay. You say you have worked since the last time you filed, or you haven't?
Well, it depends on which time we're talking about. Are we talking about in 21?
Oh. You say you didn't file in 21, right?
No, I didn't file. So what I'm saying is, so since the last, I'm trying to see what time period are we talking about. You say have I worked since the last time I filed a claim? So my last, I haven't filed a claim in years.
Okay, so you have worked then, right? Have you
yes,
worked since
yes,
the last
exactly.
time you filed a claim? Okay, so yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And was the work you performed with the same employee that was on your last claim? This is a different one, right?
Yeah, this is a different claim.
Okay, all right. And has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 205-734-8356?
No, that's my current number.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
Okay. Since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Neither one.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither one.
Okay. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No.
Okay.
I said they gave me a full termination. No return to work date.
Oh, okay. And what was your job description?
I was an associate customer service representative.
Okay. And are you seeking work as a customer service representative, or what would you like to seek a job for?
I'm seeking just general jobs as in customer service field.
Okay. And who is your last separating employer?
Wells Fargo.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for Wells Fargo?
I was a call center, so the call center does not have a direct number. I'll have to provide you the number to human resources, and that number is 877-479-3557.
Okay.
I think in this situation, they might just have to do verify that I work for them. Because the call center doesn't have a direct number, so they had to speak with someone in human resources to verify that I actually work for the company.
Okay. All right, so the number 877-479-3557.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and where you perform your work at, city and state?
Homewood, Alabama.
Okay. And what was your start date with them?
12/16/2019.
And give me that last date again.
12/16/2019.
No, I'm telling you your last work date.
11/3/22.
Okay. Okay. So have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay at the last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for pension or are you receiving pension from this employer?
No.
And this is your last separating employer. Why are you no longer working?
That was my last separating employer.
Okay. And why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other lack of work, laid off, no work available?
Discharged.
And what was the reason?
The reason of discharge was related to the attendance policy.
Okay, so absenteeism.
Yes, it was related to that. Thing is, I have a partially handicapped son, and I have a disability, and I had some unexcused absences, and they just decided they wanted to just start firing people, so that's what they did.
Okay. Name and title of the person who discharged you?
Name and title of the person who discharged me was Mary Beth Hollingsworth. Mary Beth is one word, and Hollingsworth is Hollingsworth.
And you said Mary Beth?
Yeah, Mary Beth Hollingsworth. That's the other person that discharged me.
All right. And what is your discharge date? Was on the 3rd?
Yes, it was on the 3rd. On the 3rd, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was the final incident that caused you to be discharged?
The final incident that caused me to be discharged was not very clear. They just told me that I had so many occurrences on my record, and they said that my unexcused absences or tardiness was not I didn't have the proper paperwork, medical paperwork to uphold to what was going on. I had a lot of medical things that were going on, and the company does not excuse any medical situations.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm partially disabled, and I have a partially disabled son.
Okay. And did you commit the act that they allegedly say that you did for being absent?
Oh, yes, ma'am, that is correct. I'm being very honest. I was on the days that they had said I was absent, I was absent, but it was all medical related.
Okay. And any prior warning?
Any prior warning, no, ma'am.
What did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
I told them I tried to talk with my supervisor about the situation. I let her know what was going on. She said there wasn't anything that she could do about it.
Okay.
I mean, between you and I, there was something that could have been done, but they didn't do anything to try to help me maintain my employment. I did everything within my power to maintain my employment. It's not like it was just, hey, okay, you fire me. It wasn't like that. I did everything within my power to try to keep my employment. I filed for an appeal, and I lost my appeal as well.
Okay.
I mean, between you and I mean, they did not have to let me go. They just did that to be doing it. I mean, because, you know, I don't know what was going on, but I had 3 years with the company, and I was one of the best people. And you know, they knew that I had a child that was sick. I was, you know, I had sickly days. I had just, before I got fired, I had just come back, returned to office from having shoulder surgery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I had just had surgery before I returned to office, and within a few days, I was terminated.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you said you tried to keep your employment by doing what now?
I tried to work it out with the company to let, you know, I let them know what was going on, and I had been letting them know what had been happening throughout the year of 2022, and I pretty much begged for my job, and you know, and they still fired me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just that they're a company where they don't have any responsibility for medical issues.
Okay.
And I have all of my paperwork, all my medical paperwork. I have all that, especially related to my son. I have all of that to back that up. You know, everything that I'm telling you, I have all of that. If it's necessary, I have all of that to back up my claim.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, name and title of the person who discharged you. You said Mary Beth Hollins. She was still HR, what, manager? What?
No, yeah, she was my direct supervisor. Her name was Mary Beth Hollingsworth.
Hollingsworth.
Yeah,
I got that. Hollingsworth. Okay, supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, date of discharge was November the 3rd, 2022. What was the final incident that caused the discharge? I was told that it didn't have to, let's see, I was told that I didn't have the proper paperwork for my absenteeism. Did you commit the act? No. Any prior warning? No. What did you do to try to resolve the problem? I tried to keep my employment by letting them know what was going on with me, and I have paperwork. I have the proper paperwork.
Well, on the part where you asked, did I receive prior warning? I was told about that when I had to remember exactly what happened. I was actually told about that right before I was terminated. Like, I was told, I was warned when it was already too late.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I was warned when it was already too late. Like, it was at a situation where no one did. It was a helpless situation to where the decision had to be made, and you know, and they made the decision, you know, and like as I'll tell you, ma'am, like I have some, you know, like I'm a diabetic. I've had two surgeries since I've been to Wells Fargo. I'm a diabetic. I've had COVID twice, and I'm battling the flu right now as we speak. My health hasn't been good, and my son had a stroke before he was born. He had a stroke in the womb. We found out when he was 10 months old. He'll be a year old in less than 2 weeks. But we found out when he was 10 months old that he had a stroke before he was born. So we found out at 10 months old, and it just Wells Fargo had me in a predicament as to where either I show up every day on time for work, or I neglect my son.
Okay.
That's predicament that I was placed in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. So, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So, your temporary PIN number is going to be 6686.
6686. Thank you.
Yes, and I'm going to read your closing statements, and I give you the numbers if you need them, if you don't already have them. Closing statements, default instructions, and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you to work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain as Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. Okay.
Okay.
In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VOSNET to update your online resume. Failure to do so may have interruptions in your benefits. You must also be able to and available to work, actually seeking full-time work each week that your claim benefits. Unemployment claims use its calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make your your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about your information, please call the inquiry line of 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding the separation. We may require a follow-up with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before the decision your claim is made. Mr. Smith, we have completed your unemployment claim. And now the number, do you have the numbers you need to call next week to do the week of certifications?
Yes, ma'am. I have number. I have number already.
Okay.
So just to be sure, are you positively sure that my claim has been initiated? Because I did this like several days ago. I know it's not your fault, but I did this several days ago. So I want to make sure that my claim actually went through. Because if I call next week, then the next person says the exact same thing, then that means somebody's not doing their job. But I'm not referring to you though. I'm just saying just in general.
Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, the first one, because I didn't even see one on file for you, the first one.
I found it so unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? I just find it, because I know it's not your fault, I just find it so unacceptable because I sit here and I went through the same process.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it's saying, I don't know why it's saying Antoine on this one, because I didn't put you on the Antoine this time. Let's see. Back. I just did the your first name. Let me make sure. Okay, what is your middle initial? Is what, D?
D, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, it is D. Okay, all right. Antoine D. Smith, correct? Okay, so that's correct.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's correct. So, yeah, like I said, when I looked you up, I didn't see a claim on file for this year. That's why I said you don't really have a claim on her life. And then that's when I double-checked it, and they said it was incomplete. So you didn't have one on file. So this one should be good. It's going to be completed today. And you have to start filing a week of certifications. You'll call start next week to do the week of certification. And like you said, you already got the number, so you'll call the 752 number. And then do the weekly, and then either you can go online to do the weekly certification, okay?
Okay. All right. So one last question. So if I am approved for my benefits, does it backdate to the original termination date?
No, they don't back. They doesn't backdate it. That's why they tell you might be losing if you don't go ahead and call in the week certification every week. But no, they used to backdate a while back, but they stopped that though. So it's just like now. So you'll be filing on. When you file next week, you're going to be filing for this week, which is going to be the week of the 11th. So that's where you'll be starting. Now, you're welcome to call the inquiry line and see if you talk to someone to see what they do. But we're told they don't do that anymore.
Okay.
All
right. And do you know, like, the approximate amount? Do they just go off the employer? How much do they, like, how much they pay?
Yeah, it depends on your work history and all that.
It's okay.
With the employer that you're filing. Uh-huh. And then within 18 months time, yeah. Okay.
Okay, I got what you said.
All right, so if you have any questions about your booklet that you get received in the mail or your payments, then you can reach out to the inquiry line number. Do you have that number? 361?
Yes, I do. Yeah,
okay,
I got it.
All right, and that's Sunday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after. Okay.
All right. Yeah, because I called today. Well, I know I ain't trying to hold you up, but I just know I called today for my first week of certification, and turns out the claim hadn't even started. When they told me the exact same thing last week.
Yeah, it was incomplete. But I'm gonna check you when I hang up with you. Let's see. What's your phone number again?
205-734-8356.
734-8356-205. Okay, so I'm gonna check you when we hang up, and then if hold on a minute, I can go ahead and put this through now, just see if it's gonna pull it back up. Let's see. Okay. All right. So you're all set. Yeah. The last one I see was filed was in March 28th, 2021. You say that's one you didn't file. So now you're set. This one has been filed today.
Okay. And the thing is, it's kind of nerve wracking because someone had filed a claim while I was working and was collecting benefits, and I'm trying to see how is that even possible if they use my Social Security number. I mean, I'm sure the system should show that I was employed.
Yeah, it didn't show, not here anyway. But when, like you said, when they was doing, you know, after we sent it over to them, then, yeah, you're right, it should show that you was employed or something like that. So I'm not really sure how all that works together. Yeah.
All right, so I'm just, because, I mean, I've been unemployed since November 3rd, and I kept missing the callback, because you have to do a callback at 5 o'clock, and I kept missing the 5 o'clock thing by mistake. So it was just, you know, I just, you know, they called me back, and I thought my claim was already done. So, but I do appreciate you taking the time out to make sure it got done, though.
Yes, sir. Yeah, no problem. No problem. Yeah, so you just start next week during the week of certification. You have to call in every week to report the earnings for the previous week. And just keep a check on your tracker page. You know how to get to your tracker page, your claiming portal page?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay, go to the labor.alabama.gov website. You'll see claiming in the red box right underneath there. Go to claiming portal. Click on that and then continue with Google. Okay? All right. All right, sir. Well, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you have a great evening and happy holidays to you and your family.
You too. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right.